This is 89.1 KMUW. Up now and on Words, KMUW commentator Leah Levy explores a word as it relates to the changing world of computers and mechanics.
The word tech has become ubiquitous. It's a descriptor. High-tech, tech geeks, tech jobs. All these refer to that which revolves around microchips and the software that runs on them. And we occasionally throw in lasers and DNA to round things out. Some educators have instituted tech breaks for their students, not to get students away from their electronic devices for a few minutes, but so they can use them. Tech also refers to the materials themselves. All the various things with screens and connectivity get lumped into a vast category, tech, which, when we're done with it, leads us back to a descriptor, tech waste. And we still don't have a solution for that. Richard Perry, writing in the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy, describes the origins of tech in the ancient Greek term techne, which can be contrasted with the term episteme. Techne encompassed art, craft, practical application, and episteme generally included knowledge of fixed forms, nature, which was assumed not to change, virtue and other abstractions, and math. We can see this more recently in distinctions between applied and theoretical sciences, between so-called blue sky research and the development of new products and designs. But with the rise of market-based everything, this distinction is starting to collapse. If it's unlikely to lead to a new product, it's unlikely to be funded. That's a great loss. As tech flourishes, reason declines. We retain the what, but we forget the why. For KMUW, I'm Leah Levy.